Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Monday show. How is everyone today? Holiday is over, Thanksgiving is over, you've recovered from it. Don't see any callers at this point in time, so let me explain what we're going to do today. My lead-in was, now, I usually talk about dead people, and I thought, well, you know what, let's get some messages from those who have passed for you today. That could be family, friends, relatives, famous people. I usually say dead people, but, you know, I use the word heaven. Heaven meaning those who are in the non-physical world that may have some connection to you or know about you. And everybody's looking for messages. Why do this? Well, I have found in my experience by talking to people who have passed that, let me turn the volume up a little bit in case you can't hear me. You're out there somewhere. And that, you know, people ask questions psychically all the time about a lot of different things. They ask about relationships, they ask about money, they ask about jobs. And I have found in my experience in doing this in 20-something years or more, it's been a long time. I'm a natural psychic, or channel, let's don't go there. Okay, so my experience is the best messages usually come from not spirit guides or angels, but those who know about you, those in the non-physical world, those family members, okay? Those members, those who had some connection to you and know about your life plan, know about your life purpose, know about your future to some degree and can give you information. So that's why I like to go there. And they usually are pretty direct and straightforward and very encouraging, very uplifting in their messages. So that's why I go there. I like to talk to them. So I have some articles for you, too. I'm all over the place in articles today. Being the holiday season, I have a couple articles about preparing for the holiday season. I have an article from Pam Grout, which I really want to share with you, one of my favorite authors. How about 8 coping strategies for the holidays? This is a really kind of a fun article, and I think you'll enjoy it. Phobias in the modern world. You know, people are afraid of this and afraid of that, but there's certain phobias that are really kind of geared towards what's been going on in the modern world with all of our smartphones and all that sort of thing. So you'll be able to find that interesting. Another article I had, if I lost it, where'd it go? Oh, no. I lost my article. But it was the 10 ways to, what did happen to the article? Oh, 10 ways to stop stress now. Okay, they kind of went away. And then another one is back to sleep, helpful thoughts about getting back to sleep, and then one about travel. So I have a bunch of things to talk about today, depending on the number of calls. I'd rather talk to you first, but if you're not here, we'll do some other things, right? If you're not around, then I'll do some other articles. But if you have questions for individuals who have passed, family members, famous people. I have friends who want to talk to famous people, so that's okay. That's cool. They do come through. Depends on what kind of mood they're in, right? Depends if they really want to talk today or not. I say I have a caller, so I'll get to the caller, and we'll go from there. We'll have some fun. And I'm working from a new computer system, so it's been a little tricky, and I'm trying to do videos. And the videos I'm going to be doing are more about meditations. Yes, meditations. How fun is that, huh? Meditations to various things. Okay, let me take a call. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
This is Lori. I thought I'd give you a call since you didn't have any callers.
Oh, but Lori, do you have a reason for calling?
I thought maybe
you got something new to talk about? Somebody new you want to talk to?
Well, actually, I'd like to see if my friend that passed recently had anything.
What's the person's name?
Dave.
And so when did Dave pass? I'm just trying to get the energy here so I get it correctly.
October 3rd.
Okay, let me see what I get, and I'm just going to try to give you what I hear, and if it makes sense, good. If I'm not connecting with him, that's okay. I get the words pressing you, like he's pressing you, like push, press, pressing you to make changes, pressing you or going to be pressing you to make changes. Okay. And I feel as the energy is like pushing you in the back to make changes. So you're going to get some guidance or some things are going to happen. You're familiar with the word synchronicity, right?
Yes.
You've been asking to make changes in your life, right?
Yes.
But, so you're going to get, he is going to help you to make changes. He's going to use synchronicity, and I get that really strongly. So you got to pay attention to those little things that come into your life that you go, aha, that answers my question. That answers my question. That's what I got to do when the light goes on around something. So, yes, he's pressing you to make changes. It's like there's an urgency for you to move forward in your life.
Right.
You're on a treadmill. And that's the picture I see. You're on a treadmill. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean by that? You're running really fast, but you're going nowhere.
Exactly.
So I'm really getting his energy and a grandmother energy for you that is trying to get you off the treadmill and moving forward in life. So you got to pay attention to that stuff, okay? Okay, let me give you this, because let me try to be even more a little more specific if I can get it for you. The specific thing is this week you will be handed keys or a key, not a literal key, but a figurative key. I don't want you to think you're going to be handed a key to a brand new car, but that would be nice, huh? But it's a literal key because it's a big old-fashioned key, and not literal, but I mean figurative. You'll be handed a key that'll help you a little bit push forward in your life. You have the flypaper effect. Do you know what I mean? You're kind of stuck on flypaper. You can't get off the flypaper.
Right.
You'll get off of it, but you got to listen and pay attention. Okay?
Okay.
Got it?
Okay.
You'll get that advice this week. So pay attention to the advice you're going to get. Dave, and what's your grandmother's name? Maternal, not paternal, maternal.
There's Clara. She's my grandmother, and my great-grandmother's Mary.
Okay, on your mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Clara wants to kick you in the butt. I see this big old boot. Like, you're going to get the big old boot this week. I mean, It's all in love, and it's all movement, but they want you to move forward. They're pressing you to move forward. But I see the big old boot. Like, you're going to get a big old boot this week, and it'll help you move forward. So look for it.
Okay. I'll let you know.
But you're going to stop drowning in your sorrows is what I hear. Stop drowning in your sorrows.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So time to stop. Okay?
Okay.
You'll get help. You absolutely will get help. And it feels like it's coming really soon. And so you have to pay attention. Okay?
Okay.
And it's going to cause you to try to get, you got to get out of the box, out of the out of your comfort zone a little bit. So you're going to be pushed out of your comfort zone. So be ready for it. Okay? Got it?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So have a good week.
Thank
you. Know you're going to be stretched a little bit this week, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, sometimes we just need that, don't we? We just need to be pushed a little bit. Or, you know, pulled, pushed, prodded. You know, they can't control us. Nobody can control us. But they can give us a little push, lead you in a direction. But you got to drink the water, right? I would say for Lori, they're going to lead you. She's going to get led to those keys to make some changes. But then she's got to take the keys. You can hand them, and then you can drop it and go, I don't want the key. I don't want to do that. That's just out of my comfort zone. So, yeah, we got to get out of our comfort zone sometimes. And I do, too. I know. We all do. We all get out of our comfort zones. You know what? I'm not familiar with what you're talking about and that in the law. I probably have not read it. I would say to you that, you know, trying to get from spirit maybe an answer for you, just a real quick brief answer in the chat room about reading that. As long as it's giving you a message, and I'm sensing that the message is about seeking light. Seeking light. I don't know what that means. It's all about do the messages that you get from reading what you're reading help you to seek light? Or the other way I hear it as, do the messages that you get put light on your road of life, on your path? It's like, are they a high beam or a low beam, or is one light bulb burned out, headlight burned out? But what kind of headlights are you getting from that on your path? And if you really feel like it's giving you, whoa, that really lights up my path, I really can help me know where I'm going, then it's good reading. I think that's the message. I know it sounds kind of strange, but that's the message. Because I see the road and I see these high beams. So look for the high beams in life, things that really give you direction. Okay, I'm going to take a caller. I promised I'd take a caller. And I think everybody, okay, so chat room people are taken care of right now. So let me do that. Let me do that. Eventually, hello. Hello.
Yes, hi, George. My name is Jenny.
Jenny?
Hello.
Hello, where is the 909 area code?
I'm in Chino Hills, not far from Diamond Bar, Brea.
Oh, you know what? I knew it sounded really familiar because I lived in Chino for years. It's like 909, 909. I know that. Why do I know that? You know? Okay,
yeah,
I got it.
I'm close.
I know where it is.
Okay, thank you, George. Any possibility of my father coming through?
Your father's name, and when did he pass? That helps me connect with the energy a little bit.
Ezekiel, May the 5th, 2011.
Wow, that's only 4 years ago, huh?
Correct.
Ezekiel, your father. Here's the question I'm hearing for you, and let me make sure, because I always try to get messages that make sense, or if they don't make sense, then we're not connecting well. But it's like he's telling you, or it's time to, and I keep getting the word prosperity around you, prosperity, money, prosperity. But it's taking steps towards prosperity, okay? Are you concerned about money at all, or increasing money, or doing something with money?
Well, fortunately, the last 5-6 months have been much, much better and seem to be still on that path.
Okay, well then what he's saying, that I'm behind you doing this for you, I'm helping you. It's like taking the steps to prosperity. So he is the one who's guiding you to the steps. Do you feel his presence of guiding you towards prosperity? Because I'm really sensing that you have to really say, oh yeah, thank you, Father.
I always say thank you, and yes, I'm positive he's helping me.
Yeah, because let me see if there's any more advice about that for you. Okay, you're supposed to sell something. Are you contemplating selling something as an investment?
Yes, I'm a realtor. I sell houses.
Yeah, it's selling something, and it's an investment of some kind for you, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you're going to be selling something, or he's helping you sell something, but that's coming up in the near future. Okay. And it feels like the selling of it's before Christmas. Now, that's pretty soon. But the
yes.
commitment or the sale is before Christmas, and he's helping you through this process. This is really interesting. In the non-physical, or heaven, or whatever you call it, it's like they communicate with each other on both sides. So you have a buyer, right? Or your potential
mm-hmm.
buyer? Like he's talking to the ancestors of the buyer. And they're passing the messages back and forth in the non-physical world. It's like, yeah, so it's getting done.
Oh,
it's good. It's getting done with help. Let's put it that way. From them.
Gotcha. Wonderful.
But he wants you to move. Not tomorrow or next week, but he wants you to move. Are you thinking about moving in the future? Not that, you know, like a couple of years or a year or two away?
Sometimes I think about it, that my house is still a little too large, too much maintenance.
Yeah, he wants you to move.
I think of sizing down.
Yeah, he wants to have you make a plan to move. And I get 3 years, like within 3 years.
I wouldn't mind. I'd like to do something small. I don't have a huge house, but I'd like to still get a little bit smaller.
Do you have a particular area you want to go to? Because I feel west of where you're at, and not east, but west.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wherever that is.
Well, that would be nice because west is going towards the beach. That would be nice.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. The beach or close to that, or Orange County or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah, and it
I'm
may
open
not.
To that.
Yeah, it feels like it's like, Brea would be good for you, for some
good
reason.
Deal. Sounds really nice.
Yeah, but he's pushing you to move west, and he's pushing you to move in the next 3 years. You're going to be burdened with maintenance. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I already am.
Yeah, so he wants you to avoid that. Okay, but it's not like immediate. It's like down the road a little bit. But you really need to put an action plan together, and he'll help you do that. Okay?
Very good. George, thank you so much. You're a kind person. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah, I get these things and these words, and I get these expressions sometimes. And I'm not trying to guide the person into, it's this way, but I'm trying to get a little feedback to make sure that, this feels right. It feels good. Yeah, like the moving. Yeah, I've been thinking about, it's this far away. But it really is that 3 year span for her. Does anybody else want to move out there? Anybody thinking about moving? Anybody call her? Anybody else want to talk to somebody, dead people or famous people? I always I've been playing the game once in a while where I say, okay, who is this famous person? But I don't know if I want to do that today. So let me do a couple articles. Oh, somebody's writing in the chat. They always like to write in the chat room. I have this friend, caller, client, caller, friend, Facebook friend. If you haven't joined me on Facebook, do it. And I always share stuff. Some people like some of the stuff I share, and some people don't like the stuff I share. But that's not to be too controversial, but at least kind of stimulate thoughts and ideas. Okay, what was I going to say? Oh, my friend, yes. She always wants to talk to Marlon Brando. And that was kind of interesting what Marlon had to say. Steve Jobs came back not too long ago. That was totally but you know what? You're going to move in 2017 or the end of 2016 and end of 2017 is what I get for you. It feels like you're being primed to move. Don't know why. I don't know why. Yeah, but it's this year. It's next year, 2016, towards going into 2017. You will be completely set up in another location, it feels like. Why? Green pastures. You need green pastures. You feel stuck, okay? You feel a little stuck, like you need green pastures. So if you want to talk to any famous people, if you want a message from anybody that's well-known, and I always say it this way because they're experts, or they were experts in certain fields, not just entertainment, music, literature, arts, science, business, whatever it is. And so they have advice for you. And that's probably some of the message. But I really need to know who specifically, because you have to call on them specifically if you're looking for help in a certain area. Okay. So if you're interested in any person, if you can think of anybody, I'd like to hear from, whatever. Okay. For some reason, Scott Joplin came in. Anybody play the piano out there? That was kind of interesting. Scott Joplin, that just popped in. He wants to help somebody play the piano. Okay. Ragtime music, right? That's just so off-the-wall stuff, and I don't know where that came from. So if anybody has any questions or any thoughts, I'm going to go get into an article. And then if you have any questions or anybody that you want to talk to or any message or somebody, just let me know. The what? The sting? But he's alive. We're talking dead people here now. No, we're not talking live people, I think. Maybe I don't know who you're talking about. Oh, the movie. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah, this thing. Yeah, the music was taken from Scott Joplin movie. Music was used for that movie. Okay, Pam Grout, one of my favorite authors. Yeah, I give her a lot of plugs from E Squared and E Cubed. And I thought this is an interesting article. And I'm kind of reading it as she wrote it, so this is not me writing about this. It's her. Anyone who reads this blog knows I'm a Course in Miracles groupie. Today, in my lesson, I read this beautiful sentiment. His gifts are sure, eternal, changeless, limitless, forever giving out, extending love, and adding to your never-ending joy. Now, let me give you a little context here. I don't think she gets into it, but I'll read it. And then I don't remember her giving it context to who he is, he being the Father, God, the universe, you know. If you're familiar with the Course in Miracles, and I don't want to get into full things, it's channeled material, and it was channeled by individuals who basically were atheists. And it's, you know, it's the words of Jesus, and that's how it's presented. Okay, so we'll leave it at that. And this was done back in the 1970s, if I remember correctly, or 60s, 70s. I think it was the 70s. Okay, that's a pretty big claim going on with what Pam has to say. And so far removed from what most of us believe. To get it, we really believe that you're meant to be happy is the first step to enlightenment. Let me read that again. That's really kind of cool. Because you think about this, and getting into this place and this connected state of enlightenment or being connected. I think of enlightenment as being connected to higher energy, to the highest self. I sometimes call it my higher power, whatever that might be to somebody, and I use that a lot. Okay, so to get it, do you really believe that you're meant to be happy is the first step to enlightenment. Any other choice, and no make mistake, it's a choice, it's a fool's errand. The going paradigm for now is more along the lines of life sucks and then you die. Have you ever heard anybody say that? Oh, life sucks and then you die. Versus we are meant to be happy. Think about that. We are meant to be happy. And then we allow ourselves not to be happy. Instead of seeking happiness, okay, I'm editorializing here a little bit. It's kind of as I get it from spirit, too. It's we are meant to be happy. Our natural state of being is to be happy, to be joyful, to be in the state of love. That's who we are as humanity. Everything else drags us from that. It's not that we seek happiness. We are happiness. We are love. We are joy. To do is not allow the world or individuals or situations take our happiness away. We don't have to seek happiness. It's there. Okay. That's what I'm trying to make, and I'm getting that energy, that message. Let me back to Pam's words. Because we believe this is an inescapable truth, we expect that. We look for that, and we create that reality. We can just as easily create a reality that says, I can be joyful and peaceful every moment of the day. So many people think, oh, life sucks, and then you die. That's their reality. That's the world they want to create. That's what they're manifesting because that's their attitude. One of my intentions, again, back to Pam, one of my intentions, in fact, is unceasing joy. I look for that reality every day. Most people think I'm a ridiculous dreamer, an irresponsible gadfly. I don't think so. Do you? Seeking joy every day, to be happy every day? It's impossible always to be happy, they insist, as they press their hand to my forehead, checking for fever. But again, back to what I said, happiness is a natural state. The reason we're not happy is we allow the world or circumstances, situations, attitudes, beliefs to keep us from being happy. Okay, my response, I'm sorry you feel that way, and I'm glad my intention is to see only peace, joy, love, and beauty. That's the only direction I choose to point my lenses. What about you? What about all of us? Do we intend to stay in that state of happiness, in that state of joy, or do we going to allow everything to pull us out of it, just drag us away from it, kicking and screaming, right? Okay, some people just don't want to be happy. They don't like that state. We get whatever we look for 100% of the time. I won't argue it's impossible to look for anything less than unceasing joy. You always have the choice. You can continue to believe in a world is as it appears now, or you can believe in a new vision. You can settle for what is, or you can create something new. You can continue to interfere with truth, or you can step aside and let your natural joy rush in. It's simple. It's a simple matter of deciding where to shine your spotlight. We're back to that spotlight, huh? And she said, I chose one of my favorite quotes from A Course of Miracles. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I would experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for, and I receive it as if I have asked. Ooh, that's like the law of attraction, isn't it? Let me read that over. It's just the law of attraction, but it's from the Course of Miracles. Let me read that over. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I would experience, and I decide upon the goal that I would achieve. And everything seems to happen to me, I ask for it, and I receive as I have asked. The Abraham quotes, it's asking you will receive. I think that's really interesting. The law of attraction is everywhere. Okay, it's everywhere. I got some callers, so we'll get into that. So I thought that was an interesting article, and it's, oh, Robert Redford, he's still, oh, okay, you're back to the movie and who's in the movie. You have Robert Redford, and Paul Newman was in that movie, and Robert Shaw, I think, if I remember correctly, The Sting. Yeah, yes. That was kind of their follow-up buddy movie to Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which was one of my favorite all-time movies. I haven't seen it in a long time. Okay, let me take a couple of calls. Who's been holding longer? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Erica, and I just want to, like, a message about employment.
What about employment?
Well, I'm waiting to hear about
Go ahead. Keep going.
If I were to get it, I would have to move early January.
Okay.
So I don't know. I just want to know how much longer they're going to take to get back to me.
Well, you know what I'm doing here is I talk to dead people. I talk to ancestors, family members, if they have insights for you. I'm not doing spirit guides or anything like that. I'm not trying to read Akashic records or anything like that. I'm just trying to give you what maybe your great-grandmother would have to say to you about the subject. Does that make sense? It's like a medium. Because, it's not the typical psychic thing. You know, like, oh, you're going to get a job in a week. No, let me see what you say. But it's a male figure for you. It's a male figure. It's not a female. It's a male. And the great side. So great-grandfather. But it feels more like an uncle than a father. It feels like it's related to the family, but not quite in the family kind of person. Like he knew the family really, really well. He's almost like in the family, but not in the family. Does that make sense at all? But that's what it feels like. That's the kind of male energy it is. And it's, okay, so what is he telling to you? Now, I'm going to give you this, and you can believe it or not. I hear it's an absolute certainty. That's the words I got. Exactly. It's an absolute certainty. Pack your bags.
Yay!
I hope I'm right, but that's what I get. It's like, it's an absolute certainty. Pack your bags. Okay?
Yeah.
All those on this side who are watching you have been pulling strings to make things happen for you. Okay? That's what I get. See what happens. I'm not trying to make you feel good. That's just what I got. Okay. If I would have got you, have to wait. I would have told you that. But no, it's an absolute certainty. Pack your bags.
Oh, does he know like how much I'm gonna be waiting to hear anything? I mean, I'm like trusting too, and I was gonna make like a letter and then just take it like to church, kind of so that I can like put everything.
Let me give you this, okay? You've heard of the 12 days of Christmas, right?
Yes.
Okay. Second or third day of the 12 days is what I hear, whatever that is. So you
Wait,
have to
what?
Figure that out. Okay, there's 12 days of Christmas, right? And there's 12
mm-hmm.
days leading up to Christmas, okay? So I said, I hear on the second or third day of that 12 days. So it's like 10 days before Christmas, roughly.
Oh, I can do the math.
I don't know why I get it that way. They like to play games. They like to be clever at times, and the spirit's funny. But, yeah, it's like the 12 days of Christmas. What is it? What is the second day of the 12 days? What is the thing? You know? I don't know. Maybe somebody in the chat room will know, but it's the second or third day of that 12 days. So you figure it out, okay?
It's about the 16th, and I get, like, I'm getting braces, so I get dental surgery that day. So I hope
it's
I can talk.
It's around that time frame, okay? Second or third day. Two calling
mm-hmm.
birds and three French hens. So maybe it's the three French hen day, okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
aww.
Okay, have fun.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Thank you.
I'll be back and see if it happens. You know, I put
I
this
will.
Out. Yes. That feels like a strong energy, and he's saying celebrate Christmas because you'll get opportunities to do that, okay?
Aw, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Uh-huh. Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye. Bye now. What's the I forgot the 12 days of Christmas. My goodness. Two calling birds, three French hens, four turtle doves, five. But what's five? Okay, somebody can sing that for me. Call me up and sing it to me, okay? What's number one? What's the first day of Christmas? Oh, I forgot. Okay, let me see. I got a caller, and maybe they know. I forget this stuff. It's like every year you go through them, and then so. Is it six milks and mating? Milking? I don't know. Hello. Are you there? Are you there?
Hello.
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 Okay, so what's the first day of Christmas of the 12 days? I forget.
I forgot it too. It's been a while.
You're big help. Gee, I'm trying to get maybe my five golden rings, six milks a maid with milking or something like that, and seven golden rings or whatever. Okay, so who am I speaking to? What's your question?
Rosemaria. And then Rosemaria. Like you said about the law and traction and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was wondering when's that gonna happen for me? It's relationship. I just finished that off just now, like about half an hour ago.
What did you do a half hour ago?
I finished up my law of attraction thing that you were talking about. So,
oh.
Our relationship and stuff like
you,
that. So
you're looking for a relationship, right?
Right.
So is your grandmother alive?
They're all passed away.
Okay, so your grandmother. So it's a grandmother. Okay, father's side, grandmother. Father's side, not mother's side, father's side. Okay?
Okay. Yeah,
I'll give you the exact words I get, okay? Somebody's giving me all the five golden rings. Yeah, okay, thank you. No, let's go back to my friend here. Let's see. What is she saying exactly? It's something about pushing somebody in front of you in the very, very near future. So she or your spirit family is going to be pushing somebody in front of you. And so it feels like a really weird meeting, you know, because it feels like you almost bump into this person. I don't know why I get it that way, but it feels like they push somebody in front of you, like I'll run into them somehow, some way. I don't know how you're looking, but that's kind of the law of attraction. It just happens, right?
Right.
But they're going to push somebody in front of you in the near future, okay?
Cool.
I get the energies being really soon. You've really been putting this out there, haven't you?
Yes, and then like I said, with the law of attraction, I just finished up like that part with him. It's just like.
Do you know what he looks like?
You know what I mean.
Do you have an idea what he looks like?
Tall, dark.
Yeah. Yeah, taller. Tall. Taller, much taller than you. Much taller than you. Much taller than you. Okay?
Yeah, a little more fat.
Yeah. I don't know about dark, but he's much taller than you.
Yeah, like dark skin. I mean.
Dark, brown eyes. Okay? Short cropped hair with a little gray in it. Okay?
Yeah, it keeps it clean and kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who it is. Okay, good. Good for you. So, yeah. I would, you know, New Year's Eve is going to be rather interesting for you, it feels like.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Plan for something very romantic because it's going to happen. Okay?
Cool. Appreciate it. Just a
okay.
Weird family. Sometimes it gets blue eyes or sometimes it gets brown, like I
yeah.
do. Cool.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. Bye now.
Thanks.
Okay. So. I'm having fun doing this, and if anybody appreciates what I do, and I know some of my regular callers have done this, and so if you want to, you can contribute to the show. You can go to the magazine, themessenger.info. You can do it there. There's a little thing to contribute there, and you know, a couple bucks here and there always helps, keeps me going, keeps the show on the air. I have to pay to do this. It's not free. They don't pay me. Okay, I'll give you the website. I found out I can't update my normal website, and I have to do some changes to make that work. So, everybody wants something, you know. Maybe you should go with me. I need somebody to go someplace on New Year's Eve. Maybe you should just come here and go with me. Yeah, she's going, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm going to come to California and go with you, right. Yeah, but, okay. See, I'm looking for a date on New Year's Eve. So anybody know anybody? You know, I could be casual just to get out, have some fun. Really, you know, so I could stay home, watch TV with my dog, but that's kind of boring, I think, right? Okay, so we'll leave that alone. So I'm putting it out to the universe. I've just, you know, I was going to ask this one lady, but then she's kind of a friend, and, you know, we kind of met, and I have a little crush on her, and then we dated, well, we went out a couple times, and now for whatever reason, it's an age thing. I'm not her type. I'm a little bit older. Not that many years. So she's telling me that she's starting to see this guy. And I thought, oh, man, what a bummer. Oh, what a drag. So I have to get over that, right? So New Year's Eve. Yeah, that would be fun. It takes somebody that, yeah, I don't know what we would do. What would you like to do for New Year's Eve? I'm not a big drinker, but it would be fun to go out. Listen to music, I think would be cool. Yeah, whatever. Okay, moving right along. I'm kind of rambling here, and I know I'm like, that's nonsensical stuff, George. You're just being strange again. Let's see what we're going to do here. We did Pam's article, and if you can look up Pam Grout, Grout, and look up her information, she's really good. Okay, we'll give her that plug again. I was just, you know, this is the holiday season, and people get all stressed out, and we shouldn't get stressed out, but there's demands. There's a couple articles, and I thought, okay, this is even better. It's a better 8 coping strategies for the holidays, and it's primarily Christmas. It could be Hanukkah, or it could be Kwanzaa, whatever you do. So it's that time of the year. We've just gotten through Thanksgiving, and we're moving into Christmas, and the clock is ticking. Dun-dun, dun-dun. Now you got it. So first one is, and I'll come back to see you guys and see if you have any comments, but first is lower your expectations. I have found that when I go to a situation with a low – oh, this is from beliefnet.com, so these are not my words, and they didn't give me the author, but it's from one of their articles, one of their staff writers. I come out of it pleasantly surprised. Take high school reunion, I prepare myself for the feelings of completely inferior and as insecure as I was 25 years ago. To expect everything to cover their immense resume and their, okay, blah, 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 blah. And it never works out that way, right? You know, lower your expectations of what it's going to be like, you know, all that sort of thing. So always lower your expectations of what the holidays are going to be, right? It's going to be this amazing time and all the family's going to get together. We're all going to have fun and we're going to sing carols and blah, blah, blah. And lower it, yeah, cool it down a little bit. Back off a little bit from, and then it's, you know, we always talked in sales of lower your promises and exceed your promises. Always exceed the promises that you're going to make, or always exceed the situation and let it exceed itself. Okay, grab a buddy. We needed them back at Girl Scouts camp, and we need them during the five weeks of the holiday Hades. These folks keep us from getting too lost in our head and hold the compass that will direct us towards sanity. Some buddies merely pray for us. They have an important job. Others make sure that we're at the gym. So buddy up with a friend, basically what they're saying. Get somebody that kind of breaks the tension, says, hey, let's go get some coffee. It's been stressful. You know, like, it'd be a buddy to somebody else. You know, hey, but I see you're stressed out by the holidays and shopping and all this stuff. Let's go get a cup of coffee. Let's go get a drink. Let's go get a drink, right? Let's go do something. Let's go take a walk in the park. Whatever it will take. Oh, you want to know, back to you guys again. Okay, so my friend here wants to know, will I be with anyone on New Year's? Just a simple yes or no. Well, I'm going to see what Spirit has to say. Now, you don't hold this against me, because you have the power too, you know. Okay? And the answer is yes. But don't doubt it, and don't question it, and hold on to that expectation. That's a good expectation, that you're going to be with somebody. I'm not going to promise you what you're going to do, but you'll be with somebody. Somebody you really want to be with. I think that's the important thing. It's not like you're going to settle for somebody and go, oh, man, I had to settle again this year, right? Okay, keep it simple. I like this. If you have 15 friends that like to give you gifts, this is the year to break that tradition by not returning the favor. Or, you know, tell people up front, you know, let's keep it really simple this year. Let's keep it simple. Give gift cards or coffee or whatever it is. I mean, children, you know, I think children get overwhelmed at Christmas, and I think we build up that expectation for children. We see these stores with all that stuff. And you watch kids go through all the boxes and stuff and pull all the toys out, and then a week later, you know, they're back to play with a box. Okay, but I am a Scrooge that has been able to stay out of the psych ward for 7 years now by being impolite here. I don't know if I agree with this totally impolite, but if people give you gifts, maybe it's even keeping a very simple giving back to them. Something, or you can even give, as I hear it from Spirit, IOUs. I owe you. Something, I'm going to give you something a little bit later in the year. Turn in your IOU, and I'll give you a gift in January, in February. The Christmas that keeps giving, I know that sounds strange, or, as I hear it too, somebody gives you a gift, give to a charity in their name. Okay? It's like they used to be, or it still is, plant a tree in their name, or give to a charity that you believe in, or they believe in their name, instead of a gift. Now, that's a great way to go. I think that's a great way to go. Instead of giving gifts, something they may or may not ever use, give to a charity in their name and kind of know what they want. Okay, so back to where I was at before, and I'm running out of time. And I will be back tomorrow, and we'll do this again. Yes. What was I going to say? Oh, let me do one more. Coping. We'll skip that. I'm going to skip that. So we'll just kind of conclude the show by saying, I love you guys. I really appreciate the callers. We'll do this again tomorrow. We'll talk to some dead people, and maybe I'll phrase it that way. I think the go to heaven thing was kind of like, what? Go to heaven? Talk to heaven people? I don't know about that. And everybody, I'm going to have wishing you guys a great week. Have some fun this week. I always put this little tagline when writing people or sending little notes to people that what we should be doing is smile, laugh, love, in that order. Smile at somebody, laugh with people, and always send love to people. If you can keep that in mind, smile at everyone that you meet, even the grumpies, especially the grumpies, right? Laugh with people. Try to find opportunities. Laugh as much as you possibly can and express love to everyone you meet. Maybe not verbally, but in your mind, send love to everyone you meet, especially those that seem to be the most stressed out. So send me love, please. No, I'm kidding. Yes, so have a great week. Remember that. Smile, laugh, and send some love to everyone this week. Okay, bye now.